Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
We're on the third and final day of our story all about the Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to do a little count there, yeah. I saw, just to make sure that
make
I'm right.
Make sure we didn't skip number two. No, I remember day two.
What happened on day two?
Day two, of course, yesterday, the Little Mermaid realized that she has to fall in love with the prince. She has to be with him to marry him so that they can go to movies and have picnics and do stuff that people in love do. So she goes to the sea witch under mm-hmm. the ocean to try to get...
What was the deal?
A little bit of help. The sea witch gave her a bad deal. The sea witch said, okay, if you want to be with the prince first, you must have legs, so I will give you legs to walk on the land. But when you do, each time you take a step, it will be like 1,000 knives stabbing you in your feet. So it will be very painful to live on the land. And then she also said that if the prince doesn't love you, if he marries another person, you will die. You won't just be unhappy, you will die. And then she made the Little Mermaid give her one more thing. She made her give her her voice mm-hmm. by cutting out her tongue. And now she's got to fall in love with the prince. Well, you got to think, if the prince loves her when she's like, ow, 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 no more, ow, 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 like that, and the prince loves her, he really loves her.
Well, let's find out if it is going to be true love, or is this the end of the Little Mermaid. Let's read through day three, and then Mike and I will be back.
I believe in love, Joe.
I maybe do.
Reading.
The Little Mermaid. Naked, the mermaid struggles to the surface of the water, reaching land near the prince's castle. He takes pity on the mermaid and lets her live with him. Though she's unable to talk, the mermaid is the most graceful dancer in the kingdom. However, she suffers with every step. The prince even grows to care about her. The mermaid is not without hope until the prince tells her that he has found his true love. He will marry the girl who he thinks saved him. The night before the prince's wedding, the mermaid sisters swim to the shore. They have a knife from the sea witch. The Little Mermaid must plunge the knife into the prince's heart. Then the dripping blood on her legs will merge them into a tail. She can live and all her pain will be over. The mermaid goes to the prince's bedroom, planning to kill him, but cannot do it. She throws the knife into the sea and dives in after it. Instead of dying, though, her body floats up and she becomes a child of the air. She'll wait for 300 years in limbo, not dead, but without an immortal soul.
Okay, day three begins by saying, naked, the mermaid struggles to the surface of the water, reaching land near the prince's castle. She's naked.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, show us what naked is.
Well, if I took off all my clothes, I would be naked.
Oh, yeah, okay, so I guess we can't do that on camera.
No.
Naked means having no clothing on.
That's right.
Whatsoever.
Like the day you were born.
Yeah, exactly. So she's naked. She struggles, and to struggle means that something is very difficult for you to do. She's just got legs for the first time in her life, and so she has to learn how to use them. It's like she's a baby. She doesn't know how to walk. Swimming is probably very difficult for her, so she is struggling. She's doing a very difficult action to get all the way up to the surface. So it's a rough start for the Little Mermaid.
Man, she really loves this prince.
No clothes, new legs, and
I have to give her credit. Well, the prince finds the naked mermaid. He takes pity on the mermaid and lets her live with him. If you take pity on something, it basically means you feel really bad for something. You know, you might have seen this in your own life or in a TV show where people are walking home and they see a wet little puppy dog or a little kitten out in the rain all alone. Mew, mew.
like that, and they're like, we feel so bad. Oh, come on, let's bring it home and feed it and give it a warm place to stay, because they take pity on it. They feel so bad that they will do something extra in order to help you in some kind of way. So he sees this poor naked girl, and he knows that she's in big trouble, so he brings her home because, you know, he's a nice guy, right? He would want to help someone like that.
Yeah, and she takes pity on her, like you said, and to take pity on somebody or something is our short cut for you for today. So let's learn more about this phrase, and then we'll be back.
Shortcut for you.
Are you okay, Emily? You look so sad.
I am. I just saw this very small, hungry kitten crying in the rain. I felt so bad for it.
Oh, I know. Something like that is hard to see.
I was trying to decide how to help the kitten when all of a sudden, something really great happened. An old man took pity on it and brought it inside.
Wait, what? An old man took something from a baby kitten? What a jerk!
Oh no, take pity on means to show sympathy or mercy.
I understand. Take pity on something means 同情什么或是怜悯什么.
Yeah, so the kitten is probably nice and warm and fed by now.
Well, that reminds me, it's time for lunch.
Okay, I just think we need to stay for 10 more minutes to finish our project.
No, take pity on me. I'm hungry.
That was our shortcut for you, all about taking pity on somebody. The prince took pity on the mermaid because she showed up naked at his front door, and he said, yeah, you can live here. Go ahead. No problem.
This is a strange story.
This is weird, yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Naked woman shows up at your front door. What are you going to do? Now get out of here.
Was that in the Disney cartoon?
No nudity. No. Very little nudity in the Disney cartoon.
No.
It was a major plot hole in the story, I think.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to read the old versions. Even they're a little strange.
To see how they're different. Yeah. This one has nudity. Cartoon does not.
That's okay.
Well, okay, so she shows up at the prince's front door.
Yes.
She's going to live with him. And though she's unable to talk, the mermaid is the most graceful dancer in the kingdom. So I guess she learns how to use her legs very, very quickly.
That's
true. She can't speak, but then she becomes a very graceful dancer. If you are graceful, it means you move with ease and beauty, like a ballet dancer might move. A very fluid, beautiful, artistic movements. So she's unable to speak. Unable means you cannot do something. She has no tongue, so of course she can't or is unable to speak. But she, I guess she speaks in a different way. She dances. She's very graceful.
She uses her graceful hands to talk with her hands.
Perhaps it's like interpretive dance, where she tells stories with her movements.
Could be that.
So I guess that would impress the prince somewhat. He says, oh, well, you can't talk, but man, can you dance. You can move.
Yeah.
You got some moves.
She's one of the best dancers in the whole kingdom, the most graceful dancer, too. All right, let's see what next happens in our story. It says, however, the price she paid, she suffers with every step. Remember yesterday how it would feel like 1,000 knives were stabbing her when she walks? Well, when she dances, the same thing happens. So every time she puts a foot down, ow, it still hurts her a lot. But even with the pain, she is still able to be a graceful dancer. She is a tough girl, our little mermaid. The prince, though, he even grows to care about her. So he spends time with her. He sees how beautiful she is, what a graceful dancer she is. So he grows to care about her. Now, when we talk about something growing to do something, we don't mean they're getting taller, as children do when they become adults. What we're saying is someone changes. Their feelings, in this case, change or develop over time. So at first, she was just this strange girl that he found on the beach. But after days, weeks, months go by, he grows to, or he becomes more in love with her. He becomes to care about her greatly.
Now, the mermaid is not without hope until the prince tells her that he has found his true love. All right, so she's not without hope. She's she's hoping this is going to happen. He says, okay, I found my true love.
Okay.
I can tell, like, her hopes must rise.
Right.
She's going to think, it's me. It's going to be me.
Yeah, right.
And then he says, he will marry the girl who thinks
he thinks saved him.
Oh, that wasn't the mermaid. That was the girl on the beach.
No, she did. The mermaid did save the prince.
Oh, right. It was, yeah.
But then she hid. He couldn't see her. This other girl just came along, and he thought, okay, this is the girl who saved me from death.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the girl that he's going to marry.
Prince, no, man, you got it all wrong. It was the mermaid. It wasn't that other girl. Oh, man.
Not looking good for the little mermaid.
I hate when this happens in these stories.
Maybe this will be the first classic tale ever that doesn't have a happy ending.
Oh, we'll have to keep reading and find out. It says, the night before the prince's wedding, the mermaid sisters, remember her five sisters, they swim up to the shore, okay? So it's the night before the wedding. The sisters come over to see their youngest sister, our heroine, the little mermaid, and they have a knife from the sea witch. Oh, I hope this knife is to cut a delicious cake.
Sounds like it's going to get violent.
I hope they're going to cut a nice sandwich and
you marry our sister!
And share it. Are they going to cut something delicious with the knife and eat food with each other?
Well, let's find out. Maybe they're going to cut some food, but...
Yeah, yeah, I hope so.
I hope so, too. But it says, the little mermaid must plunge the knife into the prince's heart.
Oh, that's not eating food. That's killing somebody.
That's murder.
Yeah.
That's murder.
I really hoped it was cake.
So plunge the knife into the prince's heart. Plunge means to lower something into something else. Plunge the knife means to stab somebody, to put the knife into somebody's body.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, into his heart. Which you would think would kill somebody.
Yes, it would, yes.
Normally that would be the end of whoever is getting the knife plunged into them.
Yes.
Then the dripping blood on her legs will merge them into a tail.
Ugh.
So she has to put the knife into the prince's heart, take the knife out, drip the blood on her legs, and then her legs will become like her old fish tail that she used to have.
Hmm.
Dripping here means a liquid is dropping from something to something else. Like you might accidentally drip some juice from your cup onto the table.
Right.
Or water or something
or
like that.
Or after a shower, when you turn off the shower, you stand there, your body is dripping
yes.
with water, and then of course you get a towel and stop that from happening.
But if she drips the blood onto her legs, it will merge.
She puts it into his heart, kills him, takes it out, there's blood and it's falling or dripping.
And that will merge her legs into a tail.
Oh, then she puts it on her legs, and then she becomes the fish again.
And if something merges two things, it means they come together and they become one thing. So her legs will come together and become a little fishy tail again.
Hmm, okay, well, if she does that, she can live and all her pain will be over, okay? So she will save herself, her pain, the pain of walking on those legs will be over. Maybe also the sea witch thinks the pain of losing her love will be over, but she'd hopefully have other pain from killing her love.
Yeah, good deal for her, not so just much for the prince.
A different type of pain. But of course, anything that we talk about with pain, it hurts you. We can talk about physical pain, like hurting your body, or emotional pain. If someone, you know, makes fun of you or lies to you or hurts you in your feelings, in your emotions, that's another kind of pain. And that certainly is the pain that the mermaid would be feeling, both now and if she killed the prince.
Now the mermaid goes to the prince's bedroom, planning to kill him, but cannot do it.
Good for you, little mermaid.
So she was actually considering it.
Well, nothing on TV. So
I love
she thought,
you, but I'm going to have to kill you.
Yeah.
Sorry, it hurts too much. My feet hurt. I'm in a bad mood. I'm going to have to stab you in the heart.
Yeah, it's true.
Sorry. You know, love hurts.
Well, at least it's a little bit evil, not really evil, like actually
not
killing
you. Not pure evil.
That's true. What does she do after that? She throws the knife into the sea, and she dives in after it.
Okay.
So she thinks she's going to die. She throws the knife away to get rid of it so it won't hurt anyone else. She dives into the ocean, expecting to die.
Mm-hmm. But instead of dying, though, her body floats up.
Yes.
And she becomes a child of the air.
What?
Interesting turn of events here. She floats up.
Huh?
If you float in the water, it means you rise up in the water until you're on the surface. You don't sink down into it. You're resting on top of it. She floats up, and she becomes a child of the air.
A child of the air. Is that like a bird? A cloud?
It just sounds like some sort of
mosquito?
Mysterious, mystical creature.
Oh, she's the wind.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay. Well, she'll wait
up there in the sky, being a child of the air for 300 years in limbo, not dead, but without an immortal soul. Okay, well, that's not really a happy ending.
Still, I guess sounds, yeah, like a bit of a raw deal.
She's not dead, so that's good, but she will spend 300 years in limbo. In limbo kind of means not in this situation, not in that situation, but waiting. Okay, it's kind of like when you're flying to a new country, that time you spend at an airport waiting for another airplane, you're
limbo.
Kind of like, what do? I can't leave the airport. I'm not really in Hong Kong, but I have to stay here for 3 hours, and you just wait. You're kind of waiting.
You just sit.
Yeah, you're just waiting for something to change, something to happen. But right now, you have no power. All you can do is sit there and twiddle your thumbs and wait. She's not dead, but she has a soul that is immortal.
Without an immortal soul.
Oh, without an immortal soul.
And if you're immortal, it means that you live forever. Some people believe that people have a soul, just something within us that lasts after the body dies.
Right.
And that's immortal. Immortal means to live forever.
Like Superman.
Yeah, like Superman. It can never go away. But she will not have that. Her soul will be mortal. Mortal is the opposite of immortal. Immortal means to live forever. Mortal means that something simply dies.
Huh.
So she won't have that. So she saved the prince. That's good.
That's good.
But she's going to have to wait for 300 years in limbo, and then her soul will die. Happy ending.
Yeah, that's
not really.
That's not really how the Disney ended.
No,
Disney,
this is not the
ended.
Disney version.
No.
This is the harsh, real version.
It's
of,
a little bit different.
It's a little bit different, but interesting nonetheless. So now you know the story of the Little Mermaid. Before we leave you, let's have our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Well, in today's story, we didn't exactly get the fairy tale storybook ending
we were expecting. It wasn't a happy ending. They didn't live happily ever after at all.
No, the prince was saved.
Yeah.
The Little Mermaid, she just kind of had to sit around in limbo for 300 years and then die. Okay.
Right.
Which was not what we were expecting. I was expecting the Disney version, which I think she marries the prince or lives for happily,
sure she does.
Happily ever after.
Right.
Not always how it goes, though, and that's our For You Chat for today.
Mm-hmm.
What's an experience you had that went differently from how you thought it would?
That's a good question. How about you? Do you have a good answer for that one?
Let's see.
An experience with
I guess moving here did not go as I thought it would.
Ah.
Moving from Canada to Taiwan because I thought I would be here for 1 year.
Okay.
And then I would just go traveling around and then move back to Canada.
Ah.
I have now been here for 10 years.
Right.
So it went a little bit differently from what I thought it would.
Okay.
So a lot of things don't turn out as you plan.
That's true.
Things always tend to go a different way, even if you make some very, very careful plans. What about you? Do you have any experiences to share with?
Let's see. Well, I had an operation in a hospital once, and I was quite nervous about it. I didn't know what to expect. But in the end, it was actually not a pleasant or fun experience, but it wasn't anywhere near what I was a little bit afraid of, or maybe my friends were telling me scary stories about it. It was actually okay, and the best thing about it was the people there were super nice and made me feel very safe and friend. They were very friendly and helpful and stuff like that. So what could have been kind of a scary and bad experience turned out to be actually quite a good experience.
All right, you guys can talk about this as well. Experiences that went differently from how you expected them to go. We're out of time for English for You. Until next time, I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
The Little Mermaid. Naked, the mermaid struggles to the surface of the water, reaching land near the prince's castle. He takes pity on the mermaid and lets her live with him. Though she's unable to talk, the mermaid is the most graceful dancer in the kingdom. However, she suffers with every step. The prince even grows to care about her. The mermaid is not without hope, until the prince tells her that he has found his true love. He will marry the girl who he thinks saved him. The night before the prince's wedding, the mermaid's sisters swim to the shore. They have a knife from the sea witch. The little mermaid must plunge the knife into the prince's heart. Then the dripping blood on her legs will merge them into a tail. She can live, and all her pain will be over. The mermaid goes to the prince's bedroom, planning to kill him, but cannot do it. She throws the knife into the sea and dives in after it. Instead of dying, though, her body floats up and she becomes a child of the air. She'll wait for 300 years in limbo, not dead, but without an immortal soul.
Vocabulary Review.
Struggle. The ant struggled to carry the large piece of bread. Graceful. The artist loved to paint dancers because of their graceful movements. Drip. The popsicle melted in the sun and its juice dripped down my hand. Pain. Mother Teresa helped many people who were diseased and poor, trying to ease their pain. Float. Monty blew a bubble out of soapy water and watched it float up into the sky.